Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You are familiar, certainly by now, with the main points and the details of the Passion history. Some of them are repeated by all four evangelists and should be emblazoned on our memory so that we can recite them to anyone at any time. The one I'd like to focus on for just a moment yet this evening is the betrayal of Judas and the denials of Peter. And this is what I want you to grasp. All Christians may fall into one or the other of these same sins, but not necessarily both. Jesus speaks differently about the betrayer and about the denier. About the betrayer, he said, "Truly the Son of Man goes as it has been determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed." And as we heard from another evangelist, he went on, "It would be good for that man if he had not been born." But to Simon Peter, he says, "Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren." The betrayer, like Judas, is the Christian who is baptized, who begins in faith. But over time, he becomes disillusioned with Jesus, with the Jesus whom the Bible describes to us. His faith flickers and dies. He remains in the church, but in his heart the word of Christ no longer dwells richly. His heart is on earthly pleasure, earthly gain. He's already a dead branch on the vine. He is a truly great hypocrite, a pretender, pretending to be a Christian on the outside, but not one on the inside. And at some point, he turns his back on Jesus entirely, whether by turning his back on sound doctrine and leaving the church, or even by turning against the members of Christ and speaking evil of them. The denier, like Peter, is the Christian who is baptized, who begins in faith, and who grows in faith. He recognizes his sin, that he deserves to die because of it, but he also recognizes the grace of the Lord Jesus and finds God's mercy in him. He knows and confesses Jesus to be, as Peter confessed, the Christ, the Son of the living God. He remains in the church because he knows it's the only place to be, as Peter once confessed, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." He is genuinely devoted to following Jesus, genuinely penitent and believing, but he still carries around the sinful flesh, which is always weak. He grows too confident in his own devotion, too sure of his own strength. He doesn't listen to his Lord's warning to watch and to pray. And then, when he is suddenly in danger, when he is afraid, when he is distracted, when he is put on the spot, he speaks or acts as if he didn't know Jesus or his word. And he gives into temptation and falls. Now there is a way back for both the betrayer and the denier when they recognize their sin. But recognizing their sin is only the first step. Judas recognized his sin of betraying innocent blood, but he never did trust in Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, either before his betrayal or after. His remorse wasn't accompanied by faith. Peter, on the other hand, eventually recognized his sin of denial when the Lord turned to him and looked at him. And he recognized his sin of self-confidence that came before it. And he wept over it and trusted in his dear Lord Jesus to receive him back, sinner though he was. And of course, all was forgiven. And Peter was restored not only to a place in God's kingdom, but to his office as apostle, and even given the honor of suffering with Christ throughout his ministry. Be on the lookout for preachers who will tell you that all Christians are guilty of being betrayers like Judas. That's just not how the scriptures speak. Not every Christian becomes a Judas, but many, and maybe all, fall into the sin of denial, like Peter. Maybe not as crassly, but on some level. Learn from Peter not to say, "That could never happen to me. I would never do that." And when you fall, learn from Peter to repent. Learn from Peter to return to the Lord Jesus and to seek mercy from him. You will find it, as Peter did. For Christ didn't suffer and die for the innocent, but for the guilty. He didn't suffer for the righteous, but for sinners, to bring them to repentance and to give them the forgiveness of sins and the life everlasting that he purchased for them by his own innocent blood. Amen.